Jy luister na RSG Geldsaake met Moneyweb Potgoede met gasheer Ryk van die Kerk.
Die grootste aftreefondse in Suid-Afrika vertrou hulle lede se aftreebeplanning toe aan Portfolium en jy kan ook deur 'n SMS met die woord tyd na 38475 teen standaard SMS tariewe of 'n e-pos aan info@portfolium.co.za te stuur. Portfolium is 'n geregistreerde FDV BSNV's aanlyn beskikbaar. Woolworths is een van die voorste kleinhandelgroepe in die land. Nou, die groep se wortels strek terug tot 1931 toe die heel eerste winkel in Kaapstad sy deure geopen het. Vandag besit die groep bykans 1600 winkels in 14 lande en het meer as 40.000 werknemers. Omtrent 70% van die groep se bedryfswins kom van sy kosafdeling af, 27% van sy klere en huisware afdeling en so 4% van sy finansiële dienste besigheid. Nou die groep het vandag winssyfers vir die 6 maande tot einde Desember bekend gemaak. Die omset was 5,4% hoër op R42,5 miljard. Die wesensverdienste of die wins was 8,4% hoër op R1,5 miljard. En die direksie het 'n tussentydse dividend van R1.18 per aandeel verklaar, dis so 10% hoër as in die vorige tussentydse tydperk. Roy Bagattini is Woolworths se uitvoerende hoof. Roy, thank you so much for your time. I was actually quite surprised to see in your latest annual report that the food business generates 70% of the group's profit. Has it always been that high?
It has grown that way over the last several years, partly because in and of itself it's a growing healthy business. Partly because the fashion, beauty, the clothing business had not been performing to its full potential. So that's really what shifted a bit. But that's sort of starting to rebalance again.
Let's talk about the numbers. You know, single digit growth in revenue as well as in the headline earnings. I know there are some pressures on Woolies and from the South African and Australian markets, but how do you think shareholders should view that growth?
No, I mean, I would say reasonably positively, Rake. I mean, I do think, you know, we have all of our businesses delivering positive sales growth and profit growth. And I think that does sort of talk very much to the way our strategies are working. And the other point that's worth noting is that all of our businesses are outperforming their respective markets. So our food business, our fashion, beauty and home business, and even Country Road in Australia are growing ahead of their markets and ahead of inflation, you know, in constant currency terms. So we've grown all of our profit metrics very positively ahead of inflation. Yeah, that's not been something that's been too easy to do, particularly in the context of all of the headwinds that you know about in both markets. So, yeah, I think we have fundamentally shifted what I call the trajectory, the direction, the momentum in the business. And we're seeing the results demonstrate that, yeah, we're doing the right thing. But candidly, there's a lot more to come.
Yeah, I'm sure you would like to see profit growth in double digits at least. But there has been headwinds for some years against Woolies. And you've said you've changed trajectory. How close to running on all six cylinders is Woolies?
Well, we're certainly firing. I wouldn't say we're firing at the full potential. I think the important thing is when you look at our food's performance, the performance of the food business, I mean, that's been a very consistent performer. It delivers a very good top-line growth on a like-for-like basis. Again, the strongest in the industry. We obviously have a lot of competition in that space. And the good thing is, though, the gap between our business and our competitors is, in fact, growing. I know there's perceptions that maybe that's not the case, but the facts will say something different there. So that business is delivering really well and has significant runway to go. Our fashion business in South Africa, our fashion, beauty and home business is too. We've gained market share consecutively over the last several quarters. But what's really encouraging for us is the clothing part of that business is starting to carry its weight. We've invested significantly in that business, technology, back-end capabilities, etc. That's helping us execute better and drive the things that drive top line profitably. But also in that business, we have a very big beauty business. At the moment, we now are the shopping destination for beauty products in the country. And we have a very strong home business, which is growing, you know, over 14%. But again, you know, really at the early days, significant potential for us to really upweight those businesses. And then obviously Australia, different story, but a very positive one too, where I think the opportunity to make massive impact on the group's results is there, particularly given last year's very poor results. We are seeing a very significantly different and improved result from Country Road Group.
I read the SENS statement and it seems as if the Australian business is under pressure. Sales growth of around 3% or less than 3% and margins under some pressure. And that business has been, in many ways, an Achilles heel for Woolies. So, yes, you're positive about the future, but when will it translate into green numbers on the balance sheet and income statement?
Well, it's done that in the first half.
Proper green numbers.
Yeah, no, we need much bigger green numbers than what we're seeing here. But they were very red numbers, dark red numbers last year. So this is a shift. The inflection has happened. We're moving forward. It is a tough market, but notwithstanding that, last year was that trough year for us. But we are starting to build momentum. And the performance you're seeing there is, in fact, market leading. It's ahead of the market performance. So we're gaining in that space. It is tough. Discretionary spend under a lot of pressure. Interest rates are actually going in the other direction. They're going up, not coming down. But, you know, if you have good brands and good product, you sell. But, you know, we have a pathway, a very clear pathway to that business delivering 10% EBIT margins. That's our sort of medium-term target here. So, yes, we've stabilized and we've got to get that business to go there. It has been an Achilles heel, as you put it. But, you know, I think we are actually not just optimistic. I think we're more confident in what we can get out of that business now that we've reset it entirely.
Just back to South Africa, you've had problems with the distribution center in Midrand. What was the nature of those problems and how close are you to fixing them?
We have no problems with the distribution center in Midrand. What we're talking about here is the investments we're making in Midrand. We've invested about 1.7 billion rand over the last 18 months in expanding our distribution center, really to start catering for the growth we're seeing in foods. There's been a very big investment and we're already operationalizing that. That's already coming to be. I think what you might be referring to here, Rex, is last year in our reports, we spoke about a distribution center issue we had, which was here down in Cape Town, actually. And that was in the clothing side of the business where we couldn't sort of flow our product through the distribution center efficiently and effectively. And we had issues with product availability in our stores and that impacted the performance. But we have no issues currently at the moment.
ShopRite reported results yesterday. And what stood out of their results was that the price inflation was only around 0.7%, which is significantly lower than the official data. What has been the price inflation in Woolies, especially the food business?
Yeah, I mean, we're sort of tracking a little bit north of 4%. I mean, I guess one makes comparisons to a business like ShopRite when you look at some of these things. But in our case, there are a number of reasons why inflation is a little higher. Obviously, the basket that you're comparing is not like for like. We have a very different basket when we measure our internal inflation to what they have. And, you know, we're seeing higher inflation in key categories where we have inherently higher market share, particularly something like meat. You know, meat for us is more than 10% of our revenues, but we've had core meat inflation up almost 30%, mainly as a result of foot and mouth disease. Excluding meat, our internal inflation is around 3%. But we are seeing price declines in more of the commodity lines. So if you sell a lot of maize meal or rice or basic items like that, which is really what our competitors, they have a much bigger proportion of this in their basket versus us. So you see that difference. The other point just to make, though, is we have fairly exclusive partnerships with our supplier base. And so when inflation goes up, as a result of those partnerships and the way we negotiate terms and conditions, our inflation typically lags when it goes up. And when inflation comes down, it also lags a little bit when it comes down. And the final point I'd make is that we're running our promotions more effectively. So you end up selling more product at full price. And that also underpins a higher internal inflation number.
But still, it's less than 4.5%, if I understand you correctly, including the significant spike in meat prices, which I think all retailers have experienced. But, you know, the point here is that official Stats SA data puts food inflation at 4.5%. And even if Woolies comes in at that number, there could be suggestions that the measurement from Stats SA is incorrect and that that may impact interest rate decisions based on inaccurate data.
I think the difficulty is that when you look at each of the players in the market, whether it's ourselves or any of our peer group, unfortunately, we all approach this slightly differently. So you're never really comparing apples with apples, and it is very difficult to reconcile back to even the food basket that the official CPI stats sort of come out with. So what's in their basket versus perhaps what's in a ShopRite versus a Woolies versus a Pick n Pay or a Spar basket, will be very different. And I think it's important to get that reconciled so that you end up comparing, as we call it, apples with apples, to make the right comparisons.
Yeah, absolutely. Do you take these CPI or inflation numbers into account when you set prices?
Well, we do. I mean, we obviously set prices looking at the market. We set prices looking at affordability. We understand discretionary spend. We understand the growth in consumer disposable income. And within that context, we obviously set prices. But the key thing, though, is, you know, the customer and where we think they can go from an affordability perspective. So we have a very sophisticated approach. A lot of it now driven by sort of machine learning models and different AI technologies that really helps us be as sharp as we can and as responsive as we can to where we see the customer being. Our main objective is to really secure as much of the customer wallet as we can, spend of our existing customers. And with this sophisticated approach to the way we track and manage and implement pricing, we tend to get that right most of the time.
Roy, baie dankie. Dit was Roy Bakatini, die uitvoerende hoof van Woolworths. Laat Portfolium se kundige finansiële adviseurs jou bystaan om 'n beter uitkoms vir aftrede te verseker. SMS die woord tyd na 38475 teen standaard SMS tariewe of stuur 'n e-pos aan info@portfolium.co.za. Portfolium is 'n geregistreerde FDV BSNV's online beskikbaar.
Die jeug het in oorvloed. Die ouer garde begeer meer daarvan. Die kosbaarste kommoditeit van alle kommoditeite. Hulle sê geld kan nie geluk koop nie, maar geld kan vir jou tyd koop. Tyd om vroeër af te tree, tyd om meer oomblikke saam met geliefdes te spandeer, tyd om te leef, te droom, te reis en te lag. Tyd vir die dinge wat regtig saak maak. Met Portfolium se uitstekende opbrengste en laakoste aftredeprodukte kan jy tot 7 jaar se ekstra inkomste verseker na aftrede of dat jy moontlik vroeër kan aftree. Belê vandag aan die belangrikste kommoditeit en stuur 'n SMS wat begin met die woord tyd na 38475 of rig 'n e-pos aan info@portfolium.co.za. En verseker jy het meer tyd vir die dinge wat vir jou en jou familie belangrik is. Standaard SMS tariewe geld.
Jy het geluister na RSG Geldsaake met Money Web Potgoe elke weeksdag om 7 na middag. Vir meer Money Web Potgoe besoek moneyweb.co.za of laai die toepassing af en volg Moneyweb News om dagliks op hoogte te bly.